Begin the Gemara Daf Masechta Tshuva Daf Ayin Tes. Begin the Manal. Begin the Master. Begins with the Gemara. This it says Kaseves Agas in the Mishnah, which the shear of violating Ino Vechilo on Yom Kippurim, large date, is that says the Gemara Begari Nasa with its pit, Oish Lebegari Nasa or without its pit. Now it says the Pirush Rashi in Miyushim. Rashi's interpretation is not settled because the Ma'akam Eboyle. What's the question? Ish Lebegari Nasa Kamar. The way Rashi translated is as simply that. It means without the pit, how can you save it? Va'anan ki gari nasetnan, the words in the Mishnah is with its pit. So what would be the question? And says Tais of Imas Avkelein, if the doubt according to the way Rashi explaining is that, yeah, maybe it would be without the pit. But how's that possible? It says with the pit. Oh, because maybe the question of the Gemara is when it says ubigari nasa with its pit, on the one hand, you could say mamishkom means literally with the pit. Oidimo, maybe, no, the Vav means oi kigari nasa, or like its pit, meaning like the pit is without the date, and the kigari nasa means oi kigari nasa. So it's like the size of the date or the size of the date that would be like the pit size, but just the pit size. As Tay says, come on, like we find such a precedent, but Chalitz was a mimer. Find Chalitz, and he did a mimer. The Pergam Liwa Jigmar brings Yibam Estav Nonu Men Alav, David Pirish, what it means over there is not Chalitz and did a mimer, it's Chalitz Oyos a mimer. If that's the interpretation, it says from Cain, Kikisev, Sagasa, Dideisho, so then when it says the large date, Hainu, Belei Gari Nasa, so that would mean, yeah, either one or the other. Either the date without the pit, or the pit without the date, which obviously not a pit, but it would mean a date the size of the pit. It says, no, still, what would the doubt be? Why? Because Tifshad, you could definitely resolve, and therefore it wouldn't make sense as the Gemara leaves it as a question. Of course it means, and the pit. We're meaning, we evaluated with both, not one or the other. Because Tais explains, because what would this mean? Because if we mean, or like the size of the pit, let's see. They're not the same, the size of the data and the pit. Why? Why isn't it the same? Because the Efshalat Samson, it's not, it can't be precise, she is shoven, that they should be the same Kesebis, and how much the date is without the pit, Vagamla Kesebis, and the pit without the date. So if they're not the same, Mimkain, if that's the case, so Lema Hashir, Apachas Chayim. So then you should say that the liability is for the smaller measurement. Vakoshkin, Yachashur Rabbah, and for sure then that if you eat the larger measurement, you can be Chayim. So the Gemara should not have been a doubt. So what is it that you're saying that the idea is that you're saying that maybe means Oikigari Nasa, most definitely means Ukigari Nasa? So, in other words, how could you have entertained that thought if it's for the Kesevis, or like Rashi is saying, the Vav is or Kigari Nasa, most definitely it should be for the smaller shear, which is the most stringent interpretation. So, therefore, Taisis says, Venir Leila Farsh. It seems to me to explain the Mevayle, the question of the Gemara, when it's Kesevis Agasa Diktani, he Kigari Nasa, this is in the Mishnah, the size of the large date, it and its pit. The Hainu, what does that mean? Kesevis kibriyas imagaran. It means to say, how is a date naturally in its natural state? It's with the pit. Ukigari nasa diktani, and this it says with the pit. Hainu pirish. What does that mean? Meaning garin, meaning the kesevis itself, without saying the word garin, is with the pit. Now, when it says when it says and garin nasa pirish, that means v'oy garin acher. It means and another pit, but like kesevis without the date itself. What does that mean? To have a tre garin in the kesevis. It means two pits with a date. That was the question. Is that what the Mishnah means? Is the shear of Ino Yom Kippurim? Maybe this it says in the Mishnah, the large date, beloy garin mash, means without the pit. Ukigari nasa, when it says, and with the pit, hainu garin, it means the pit in that date. Vesuloy. And nothing more. So that's the meaning, and nothing more, and there's nothing else, like we're saying in the other interpretation of Rashi, that or like the first, meaning like the first option, that there's another pit. No. It's only one pit and one date. That was the Gemara's question. Now, however, Ba'aruch Pirish Be'erich Kesebes, in the Aruch, we're under the category of Kesebes, he brings B'shim Rav Nissen Goyin Zatzal, that he gars B'gemar D'mei Merava, that he has a gears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Amar B'Yisi, B'Yisi says, when the fact that he said in the Mishnah, K'moye P'kigari Nasom, Zoysimes, this tells us, Shu Tzorach L'mayich Es Chalala. That what you have to do is, there's a small space between the date and the pit. That does not combine for the calculation of the Shir Chil Yom Kippurim, and you have to go ahead and you have to squash that airspace, Pirish. Shem Lo Kein, because if you didn't say that, so then listening should have said, Kamo Yubikar Gari Nosa B'Chachalala. It should have said like it and its pit and the ear space. And that would have clarified exactly the halacha ki hakesebes agasa in dvuka begarinasa, because the large date is not attached to its pit, and yet it should have verified that we're talking about with the ear space too. Ella rather, yesh bin garinasa legufa halal. Rather, there's a space between the pit and the date. That's what I have to say. That no, like the large date with it and its pit, meaning lachumra has a stringency, meaning the leititi that you shouldn't make a mistake with the shar kamo yishlema, that you could go ahead and evaluate it complete as it is, the nafesh which actually has a larger measurement because it has the ear space with it. Oh, that's what's saying that no, it's only going to be that if it has that you squash it down, that you don't have that extra space. And that's what the Mishnah has to say, v'kari nasa, without the chalala. Now, elam, rather, mechi achal kamayi v'kari nasa b'lchud. Once you eat the size of the date with its pit, b'lchud, b'loi chalala, you want out that space of the space between the pit and the date, b'chai b'yiregi m'chai. I know, this is what the reason says over there, that this message tells us, tarach l'man chalala, you have to squash the space, meaning, k'dei shid v'gufa shal kesef, it's b'kari nasa, that the date is connected to the pit. There's no air space. Then after you evaluate that amount for eating of Yom Kippur. That's right to say it and its pit, meaning to exclude the space. Now, that's what Agumar is asking here in the Bavli, when it says with the pit. What does that mean? Is that la'achas and esmar chalala? Is that after the ear space has been squashed down, and therefore that's a stringent measurement? What does it mean, or without the pit? Meaning, that's the pit and the ear space, which is the lenient interpretation. Pirish could be yasa mamish, literally as it was created, before you squash the space. That is the interpretation, another interpretation of what Agumar means with this question. When you say kesev zegasa, begarin nasa, ishla begarin nasa. The next testament begins with the Gemara, not lebemapa. So he, one of the leniencies was that he took it without washing his hands, he went and he took it with a cloth. Now, the Perka Yashin, Pirish Rashi, and Sukkot of Chavav, and Beis Rashi explains, Mishum Nikias, why would he take it with a cloth? It's simply for cleanliness, not because of concern of Tumah. But says, Taisa Bechin, Perish came for nothing, did Rashi say, because Rashi's bothered, why did he use a cloth? Obviously, for cleanliness, says no, because Reb Tzadik Koyin have it. Tzadik was a kohen. Can you look at like you see from the Gemara Brachas of Yitzchak of Beis and Perak Kupasol of Megdash and Brachas of Lamavav Menalv? Oh, so Ba'icha Ha'icha Ataras Truma. So he ate his food in the purity level of Truma. Now the Yadayim, regular hands or Shnias, are considered secondary levels of Truma. We are placing the Truma that invalidates the Truma, and that's a fellow Brachas Megabeya Mekabel Truma. Even less the size of a Megabeya Mekabel Truma. So never Reb Tzadik, although he ate less than a Megabeya, he had to eat his food in a Mapa so that he should not contaminate even his Chulin, because he ate as a kohen on Taharas Truma. The next test that begins with the Gemara, B'lei Berech Acharav. Now, one of the other lenses was, since it was in the Gebeya, he did not make a bracha achreina on the food. Which is going to explain the halachas of Berech Sanenen before one eats and after one eats, how much is the share of achila and shtia to be chayiv in a bracha, and also the din of a barrier as it applies to these halachas. So, says Taisis, this that he did not make the bracha achreina is because some of the Rabbi Yehuda will come on b'shmait. The Rabbi Yehuda, which Gemara brings later on Amud Beis, that says if someone eats food less than the kebaya, it doesn't have the chiv of a bracha achreina. Why? Because the Darish he expands b'chad b'zavata. It says that you will eat and you'll be satiated. What does it mean? Achilish is for sviya, eating that has satiation, not the kebaya, which is the share of kebaya. Then you have the share of brichas amazin, which is the halacha bracha achreina. And since we're listening to kebaya, he held that you can be patur. Now, the nearer, but it appears to the reader, Allah grabbed Meir, which was the dispute in the Rebbe Yehuda. Kazayis says the bracha chayin of the shir is a kazayis, the size of an olive. And what's the rhyme? No, perikets in the bracha mevayet, the gemara says the bracha tabla mechazim and bezim and mechibar abba, and Niri says Rebbe Yechanon she'ach le kazayis. I saw Rebbe Yechanon ate a kazayis, the size of an olive. Or berch lef tchil bezayv, make a bracha chayin and the bracha chayin. So you see, it's the shir kazayis. Loi dem perik shal she'ach also, the gemara says over there, endaf mechazim and olive, loi lemein emay sechem yedei chabasin. You cannot fulfill others' obligation for the berchas amasin. Ashir le kazayis dogan until you eat an olive size of grain, which sounds like that if you ate a kazai as a dagan, then you are mukhlib in the bracha achreina. Now, b'shalmi mashma, the b'riyasa lebin kazayis, that if something is in its natural creation, as it was created, as a barrier, then you don't even need a shiva kazayis. Meaning, that afil l'preida acha shal anav, that even one thing of a grape, or shal riban of a pomegranate, to in the bracha lefneo, l'achre requires the bracha achreina and the bracha achreina. Because the gishin b'shalmi b'shperikiz mevarchan, and b'chir nosub zesa, Reb Chiya took an olive, Ubeir Chalel, Lafonim Al-Achrav, and he made a bracha before and afterwards. But Reb Chiya, Rababa, Bisakabi, was looking at him. And normally he said to him, Bavlo, Matam Estakabi, Baloni, what are you looking at me for? Less like don't you hold kosher min shiva, whatever from the shiva zamin, which is ice is, turn brocha levon malacharav, needs a brocha before and a brocha afterwards. Isle, he holds him. Lama tzrichale. So if so, so why was he like looking at him in that way? It's because since he's not eating the pit, it comes that he didn't really eat a zayis, because in the zayis you're losing the size of the pit. So everybody was wondering how Rabbi Yechanan make a bracha achreina. And that's the Gemara Ma'avalei Rabbi Yechanan. So yeah, actually, what was Rabbi Yechanan doing? Why did he make a bracha achreina? Oh, it says the Gemara Mishim Beria, because it's a creation. The zayis is in an intact state, which Mr. Yechanan overcame. I feel a prayer to achashirim and shaytun and bracha lebenal achreina, that even one piece of a pomegranate, which is definitely less than the gazayas, but it's an intact state, would require bracha rishayna and the bracha achrayna. So from the Yishalmi, that if it's a complete barrier, even if it's less than the gazayas, one would be mukhliv in the bracha achrayna. Now, but Gemara didan, in our Gemara, in Talmud Bavli, ikka ki hai uvda, we have a similar story in Perkeitz and Mevorchim over the end of the Mechazim base. Demar Chir, Rebchir says, ani reis, Rebbi Yechon and Shachal Zayis Maliach, I saw Rebbi Yechon eat a salted olive, Rebbech lev tchil besayif, and they made a bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna. Only Rebimali Rebzeira, Hechi Baruch Rebiyechon, Zayis Maliach, how do you make a bracha on a salted olive? But Kimish the Shekhal to Ligurin Nasab, once you take out the pit, what's the sure left with that measurement of a gazayas? So he said to him, and this is what's different in Talmud Bavli, the answer is, he says, Misabi Kazayas Golbin, do you think you need to have a large olive? Kazayas Bain Bin, no, you need a medium sized olive. Fahu Zayas also come into Rebiyechon and says, good olive, and that olive that came from the Rebiyechon was a large olive. The Avgav the Shekhal Ligurin Nasab, that even though you took out the pit, what's the sure you left with the size of a medium sized olive? Now, Bahashli Ubdi Gemar Didan Hani Uhahu Abdi Yushami says, tell you, if our stories are the same, Imkin Polygir Yushami Gemar Didan. Obviously, Yushami is disagreeing with our Gemar, because since the Bible doesn't end like the Yushami, the reason why I made a bracha achreina is because of Beri Shlema, sounds like that, yeah, you would not make a bracha achreina if it's Lazik Azayas, even if it's a Beri Shlema, according to the Babli. Abel says, tell you, but maybe Shemeshle Maisimai, maybe it's two different stories. Vahi the Yushami, Haizai Shalom. The Yushami was talking about where is the intact olive. Vahochel Magar, now Beri Yadam is eating with the pit, which was as it was formed in its creation. Abahud Tam Shalom, but in our Gemara, Tal Babel, have Beri was not intact. They'll have a big iron because the pit was missing. But Tzarchlem, you have to say it. Yes, Tam Zai Smaleyaf, that generally when we're saying a salted olive, but Legaron who is without the pit, and they will have a Beri. That's why I have to give the answer that it was large. To say that it ended up being the size of a gazayas, but in truth, even the Babli would agree that if it's a barrier, even less than a gazayas, you would make a bracha achreina. Now, b'zayas the Yushalmi, and the olive of the Yushalmi, zayas cotton mizayas beini have it, that you would say, but that was a small olive, so less than ours, and therefore that's why it would be this halacha that you would have to make a bracha achreina because of barrier. But since Tais is not clear if it's one story or two stories, if the Bavli is disagreeing with Yishalmi or not, so says Tais, if it reads late after Mesuik, if someone wants to remove himself from doubt, if you make a bracha achrein on a berry less than Kazayas or not, so Shirech Kazayas, Avil Medaba Shuberi, you should eat a Kazayas even if it's less than the berry, so that you would not come into this situation of Safik if you make a bracha achrein less than Kazayas or not. Now Tais says that Vedavklin bracha shalachab, this whole shmuz, this whole discussion was only regarding a bracha achrein. Avil fun of, but a bracha rishayin, a bracha fell apart in the Kazayas b'chol David there, even if it's less than olive. You can make a bracha on everything that you eat, because the lefanim libi in shiur, because the bracha rishayna does not need a measurement. And the reason is because the aslan ma'il mazeb lebracha. You don't have pleasure from this world without a bracha. Gidmash ma'i obdi reb tzadik. Like you see from the story of reb tzadik that our gemara brings leberch achra. It just says that he did not make a bracha achreina. The lefanim berch, but because the bracha rishayna he made. And v'am b'sham b'shper kitz mevachim. B'sham says in the beginning kitz mevachim. Kosha emachar b'shalosh bracha is whoever makes after the three brachas of berchas amazon. So oim lefanim moitz lechem arts. So then he makes beforehand a moitz lechem arts. Hativan, the Gemara responds and says, wait a second, Haripachas Megazayis, but if it's less than Megazayis, they know Machrab Gimel Brachas, where you don't make Brachas Amazin, Matli, Yemel, the Fun of Maitzi, Bechula, is that going to say that you don't make beforehand a Hamaitzi? On that, Amar Machab Yaakov, he says, no, Lishamin, it's necessary to exclude other species, meaning Pirish. La Osl Chal bin Dabashish Bekishila, Dabashim Megashay, without coming to differentiate between if it has a certain measurement or not, as we were asking our question. La Osl Chal bin Pasla Shamin, the Michael Shal Hey, meaning rather coming to differentiate between bread and other types of the five species of grain, could go in my secretary, let's say a porridge, shayin, I'm achrav gimel brachas. You don't make a brachas abazin. B'chein kubi da ara, also where they make a pit in the ground of the oven and you put inside water and flour, and also pasa babakistan, which is the bread has like a pouch, which you fill with all types of spices, or it's like a type of a pretzels, where kilokobasu da salabay, if you don't make a meal out of it, and also pas oris and rice bread, shayin, mevachin, alayin, amaitzi, where there you don't make a amaitzi. And the reason why you don't make hamaitzi is keeping the emavachim lachem gimel brachas because they're not in the category of making birchas hamazon. But it's not there to exclude that of if you eat less than the shear, And that's like what we're saying, because yeah, less than a shir, you are going to make a bracha rishayin, even though you're not making a bracha achrayin. Now, I've got the rich pickets of Mavarach Maldon, the Gemara in Brachas of the Lam Hayim and Alf. Nafkalam Brach, like a Tchil Bekabach of Messiah. Where do we know Brach Rishon? We know from Bekabach of Brach Achreino. We're Kishu Sabay Mavarachim, the Torah is telling you Bechat of Zavat of Rachta, that when you're full, you make a Brach afterwards. Kishu Rav, the Koshkin, so when you're hungry and you're so appreciative that the food's there, isn't a Kabachim, you're going to make it. Become welcome to Shech Lame Medai. You can't say, oh, well, that's sufficient. It can't be more than what you're learning out from. And if what you're learning out from the Bracha Achreina needs a shear, so the Bracha Rishayna, no. So it says, Mashu Mavarach Lebtchila, no, even if I knew the man to make a Bracha Rishayna, I've got to learn Mavarach Lebtchila, even though you don't make a Bracha Achreina. And the reason is because the Kabachim less, it's not really Kabachim. El Gil Mazmam is just revealing to us this idea. Because the Bracha Lefanam Love Deraisa, the Bracha Rishayna is not Deraisa to say, oh, we learned from a Kabachim. Ketnam Perk Misham Ace, like we learned over there in Bracha of Chavim Baseball, Kerry, person was some mission, Mavarach Lebtchila Achre, if he makes a Bracha of Bracha Lebtchila, but the aim of Bracha Lefanam does not make a Bracha before and of a Maitzi, because that's all rabbinic Bracha. Fchim Perk Oyakari, so too over there on the Tazam and Av, time we learned the Bryce Apoilim, the worker, Shoy Yisam Aloch, it's about Bryce that they were contracted out to work for the employer. Achim Pitin, they eat their bread, but the aim of Bracha Lefanam, they don't make a Bracha Rishayna, of Mavarach Lebtchila Achre, they Bracha, they make the two brachas of Bechaz and Mazen afterwards, because again, that's the Raisa, and the Bracha Rishon is only Rabban. So obviously, it's not a Kavachimer, and it's Svara, and therefore it's going to be even if it's less than a Shir. Now, well, the Inish Tias says, regarding drinking, near it seems from the Varchan Akazayas Yayin La Achra of Allah Gefma Priya Gefen. That if one drinks an olive size of wine, then it makes a Bracha Rishon of Allah Gefma Priya Gefen. Now, Avagav the Gabi Yamikipurim Sharmin Kumala Lugmabold regarding drinking Yamikipurim this year is regarding cheekful. And here I'm saying it's Kazayas, so it says, yeah, Loya Fin Luhumeadad, you don't learn that one from the other. And take that, says you should know this. Because regarding eating Yom Kippurim, Mesham Kizabas. Regarding eating Yom Kippurim, we evaluate with that of a date. Now, Lin Bracha Mekizayas, but regarding making a Bracha on food, it's the size of a Kizayas, Kremeik, in the first. Like we explained, that Yom Kippurim has a different halacha, it's regarding Inu Yisuv Daite, which we don't say the same thing regarding food of a Bracha. So, but we don't learn that from Yom Kippurim. Now, Vekalaman, the Amma Perak Arbe Pesachim, there is an opinion that's brought in Pesachim, the Kufasayim, and Alf, they'll in Kiddush, regarding Kiddush, you don't have to drink a cheekful because you don't learn a kiddush from drinking Yom Kippur. So, so regarding bracha, we don't learn that according to everyone from Yom Kippur. And therefore, like we're saying, it could be that of a kazayis. But a miwa says, however, kazayis is nearly doctic, but it would seem a little bit to be precise. The maidre may lin shtida by kebeah. The may would agree that actually regarding drinking, that actually the shir is not a kazayis like we said regarding food, but rather it'd be the shir of an egg. Why? Because the Kaman Dorish Remeir, because Remeir, his source says Vachalta Bezavata, Vachalta Zachila, and Bezavata Zushtia. But Yehuda Dorish, he expands Zachila Shish Bezavia, but Ezazu Kebeh. Now, says Tais Amo, obviously, the Lashon Sviya have Kebeh. Being satiated, which Yehuda says is Toma food, is the size of an egg. Vimkin Remeir, Dorish Bezavata Lashtia, Zakun Remeir, that he says Bezavata going and drinking, so then Boy Kebeh, similarly, what's satiated? The size of an egg. And that would be for drinking. So therefore, it wouldn't be Kezai Zakun Remeir. But says that with number, maybe you could differentiate between svida achila svida shtiyah. Maybe the difference between you can't learn from Yehuda's svia to a mayor on drinking, because maybe being satiated with eating is different than satiated from drinking. The svida shtiyah have a pachas mekabeah, and maybe the satiated with drinking is less than the kabeah. And the reason it says that is because the chalani shir hamid rabban. All these measurements are rabbinic. The milchah pek mishmis, like it's obvious in the gemara brachas of avim beis. The comment the gemara says over the halacha basically, what are we talking about over here? In other words, regarding this, we say that a cotton can make brachas of its father and fulfill his obligation is the achas shir rabban. But the father ate only a rabbinic measurement, so the child who's also rabbinically obligated could fulfill his father's obligation. What does it mean the father ate rabbinic obligation? Pesh Kazai Sekabeh, we ate only the size of an olive or the size of an egg. And the reason is, can the Raisa be in the Svi Gemur? Biblically, to have Berchus HaMazon, you have to be bona fide satiated, which is even more than the size of an egg. Now, regarding the Shir Daraisa of drinking, that Shir is Kamalei Logmov, and the proof is because Yom Kippurim, yeah, you have cars for drinking Kamalei Logmov, which that's a Shir that's less than the Achila Daraisa. And therefore, we would say also regarding the shir of tzviya of drinking, which is rabbinic, that you would say that's less than the shir of achila dirabanim. Now, v'adam min perik shor shalachon. This gemara says when the chazam and avshim meshadach legam Yehuda Ovid meshim meshadach that he drank a cup of wine and made berachas hamazon on it and fulfilled Yanem Melech's berachas hamazon. And the gemara says, oh, he did it for himself, meaning that no one agrees to him. That is delohitza achirim ad there's a ketinah medvei sheichul kizayis dalkan. That oh, because really. That you cannot fulfill someone else's berachas hamazon until you eat an olive size of grain. Now, machlal, the inference is the achal shem meshetach kizayis dagan. Had he eaten an olive size of grain, shaba avich ha'itzay melech ha'malkin, then he would have been able to exempt the berachas hamazon of the king and the queen. Afal pishem mistam hemach lukat yisavon. Although we could have presumed that they ate according to their fill. V'achal shir drabanan, we only ate the shir drabanan, which is a kizayis. So how could we say we would have filled their obligation? How could his rabbinic obligation fulfill a biblical obligation? Could the park mishmisa, as the Gemara simply asked the bracha based gabi cotton by a child, hey, how could fulfill their obligation, which is biblical? So Stacy says, no, something you could say is delay dummy, that's not comparable. Why? Because the gadol, because by an adult, you can't compare a minor to an adult. An adult, even if he eats a shir d'rabbanan, he could fulfill another's biblical obligation. And the reason for that is because afal lo'echel klal. The truth is, even if he didn't eat anything, oh, rohu lahitza achim de'echavas m'raisi, he would be able to fulfill someone else's biblical obligation, because the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that by brachas, even though you fulfilled your obligation, you could fulfill others' obligation. So therefore, as long as he's biblical obligated person, it would be sufficient. And Mechem Peresh Rashi Asim, so Rashi explains like that over there too. So Tosis has said that regarding bracha Yishayna, it's even no matter what person eats, you're obligated. Bracha Chayna is the Shivik Zayis, but regarding a barrier, one should always eat because we don't know if that's less than the kezayis or not. And regarding bracha chayin, tais rin with a suffix if the shir is a kezayis or for that of a kebeya.